Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to Gals on the Go. I'm Danielle.
I'm Brooke. We are so excited to be back again today. And if you guys are new to our podcast or just tuning in, be sure to subscribe if you're listening on Spotify or iTunes. And if you're listening on iTunes, be sure to rate us.
Woo woo!
Yeah, we love you guys.
Yes, 5 stars. Is that what they do? The stars?
Yeah, it's stars. Remember when YouTube used to be stars?
Oh my gosh, remember?
Yeah,
oh my gosh,
that was so long ago. And YouTube used to be, instead of thumbs up, thumbs down, it was like on a 5-star scale.
That's crazy, man.
I remember being like, oh, I have 4.5. Like, oh, it was God. Like good. Yeah,
that's crazy. That's, oh my gosh.
Funny. Yeah.
Well, we've had definitely a good last few week.
It's only been a week, but it feels way longer than a week.
Yes. And we have so much to tell you guys. We want to talk about our highs and lows of the week and just chat a little bit before we get into today's theme, which is all about how to be independent.
Reminds me of that song of Miss Independent.
Miss Independent, won't you come in? That one?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Neo.
No. Yeah. That's it.
Okay,
that's it.
Yeah.
That's
I was
it.
Like, that's not the tune.
The tune was different, but yeah. That's
proud
the song.
Of you?
It's called like M-I-S-S space Independent.
Yeah, maybe.
But yeah, it's like Miss Independent. Like,
yeah.
As if it's like a person. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she, oh, that's Miss Independent.
Yeah, that would be us. We're so independent.
Yeah, okay. Anyways,
and we're also going to be talking about how to conquer FOMO, fear of missing out, and how to have some me time.
Yeah, all relevant topics to our lives.
Yeah, it's kind of like a follow-up to our episode from last week.
Yeah, I did realize, though, once I said that, I was like, oh, we talked about, like, relationships, but we also talked about, like, being single, now we're talking about being single again, essentially, but
yeah.
Now
we're going to talk about, like, not just being single.
No,
but
it
like,
has nothing to,
like,
oh, sorry.
Brooke got a text, everybody.
Sorry.
So popular. No, just more so of, like, how to be happy being alone. Like, and this comes with, like, friends and stuff. Like,
oh, yeah, how to be okay, like, literally, like, going to the grocery store alone. There was, like, a time in my life where I didn't feel comfortable, like, doing that. So, I definitely understand that.
Yeah. So,
some people struggle with that.
Yeah.
So.
And we had a lot of you guys ask us questions on the Instagram at Gals on the Go podcast. You guys should totally follow us.
Please.
I wrote down a ton of the questions you guys wrote that were kind of particular to this theme. So, we'll answer those at the end.
Yay. But we'll start with the highs and lows. And I think Danielle should start because she... What a birthday week, truly. What do you think? How would you rate the birthday week? Five stars.
Well, so, yeah, my highlight was definitely just, I mean, Brooke will touch on it a little bit, too. But so if you guys remember the last week's episode, it was the day before my birthday, and I was just like, I'm not really excited to turn 20, like, whatever. I, like, literally went to bed that night before midnight, so I didn't have to, like, I was just sad to leave my teens. It's just weird to think about. But, and I was just like, it's going to be a low-key birthday, whatever. So then on Thursday night, which was also Big Little, which we'll talk about in a little bit, I basically found out that my friends were treating me to a trip to LA the next morning because they felt bad that, like, not a lot of my friends were there that weekend. I was just kind of bummed. I don't really know. I was just in a funk. And so I got to go to LA for the weekend, and it was so much fun.
What,
like,
a trip, yeah.
We really miss Brooke, though, you guys.
Oh,
like, had Brooke
sweet.
Been home, like, I would have been like, you're coming. But, yeah, it was great. It was just, like, I was with Morgan and Kenzie and Janine and Shelby and... So many amazing people, like, seriously, our YouTube friend group. It's so cool how we're all so good friends.
I love it. I'm so thankful.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, Morgan...
It's super motivating, too.
It's so motivating. Like, Morgan treated me to the dry bar when I landed.
She's
like,
the best.
She's...
I love those gals so much. I need to see them soon.
Yes.
But, oh, they're coming here. Well, Morgan and Kenzie...
Morgan and Kenzie are coming next month.
Yay.
So.
Well, Danielle texted me. This is funny. Danielle texted me, like, oh, Kenzie is being kind of, like, sketchy. Like, I don't know what's happening. Because was she, like, asking you details about your day?
Kenzie and Morgan were like, what are you doing this weekend? So you don't have plans? Like, they just kept asking me. And so I asked Brooke. And I guess Brooke texted Kenzie. And what did she say?
Yeah, I was just like... Yo, like, what's up? Like, it was the day her podcast released, so go listen to Kenzie's podcast. I loved it.
I Love You So Much by Kenzie Elizabeth.
Yeah, it's great. Anyways, so I was like, congrats on your podcast. By the way, I, like, slipped it in there. I was like, what's happening with Danielle? She low-key mentioned you guys are being a little sus. Like, are you guys coming? Because I feel like they would have told me if they were coming here. Like, they would have had to tell me.
Yeah, I thought they were coming here to Athens.
Yeah, that's kind of what I picked up the vibe on, too, based on what you were telling me.
Yeah.
And then they were like, you'll see in a few hours.
And Brooke and I were at Orange Theory together, and Brooke told me that. And I was like, what does that even mean?
But they didn't tell me either, so I was like, okay. And then I guess Dana kind of found out.
And then they, like, basically sent me an email, and, like, it was just great with my flights.
That was so freaking cute.
It was the best weekend ever. And it was so fun, and I'm very thankful. So
I love visiting L.A. There's honestly, like, one of my... Probably my favorite place to, like, travel to.
Yeah, for a while I didn't love LA, but I think now that all of our friends are there, it's definitely, like...
More comfortable.
Yeah, you can't go to LA without real friends, honestly.
Oh, no. If you're just, like, going and you... maybe it, like, on vacation, it's probably not as fun, but, like, going there and, like, visiting your friends makes you more feel at home.
Yeah, and I stayed at their house, and we went to Alfred, and, like, oh, gosh, the LA lifestyle is amazing, but I spent so much money. Like, that's just a weekend. Oh,
it's so easy. That's why, like, I remember when Kenzie first moved there. Kenzie and Molly, they were eating out all the time. They're like, it's so expensive, and I can't even imagine.
Thank God for Trader Joe's, right?
Yeah. Yeah. No, actually.
So inexpensive.
Yeah. Did you get to see Kenzie? You've been to Kenzie's house
before. I got, no. That was my first time going to Kenzie's
house. So cute. I went to
Kenzie's
house,
hung out with Coco. We hung out in her office. It was so nice. It was really nice. And I got to meet her cousin who lives with her, and, like, Ian, or, like, it was just great. It was so cool to be there for the weekend. I had a good Kansas. Amount of time there, too. Went to Malibu. Oh.
I love Malibu.
I love Malibu. I saw it all. We're going to have to go back
soon.
And
I was like,
oh. I know. Brooke was like, I wish I was there. I was like, I know. Like, oh, we'll have to do another trip together.
Yeah,
soon.
We will. We're
like, I have no doubt.
I know. Things always pop up with us.
Always pop up.
I mean, literally, this popped up, like, 2 days before.
Yeah. That was insane. But, okay. You know, whatever.
So I guess my highlight of the week would be, which I'm sure it's not, like, literally equivalent in Danielle's mind to the LA trip, was Big Little.
So much fun. Big Little reveal where we got our family, like, a new member to our family in the sorority.
And it sounds so cliche that I'm, like, still into it, but it's not even, like, I'm super into it. Like, it was just a really fun night. And, like, I am really into it. I love my fam so much.
Well, it's just because your whole sorority's together, and it's a good time. It's so happy. Like, basically, like, well, I'm posting vlogs and stuff, but, yeah, we...
Oh, I'm not. That's cute.
Yeah. I had a little, and I'm going to put the video up on my YouTube channel of her, like, turning around to find out it was me. And it was... She said... So, basically, we, like, hint them towards the week, and I don't know if I told you this, Brooke, but it's so funny. I was like, did you know it was going to be me?
Because
I tried to trick her and be like, one of my clues was I hate social media. So I was like, oh, she's never going to guess it. But she said she went and she saw my handwriting and she thought my handwriting was so bad. She's like, there's no way this is Danielle's. And then she somehow went in my Instagram story highlights and saw my handwriting somewhere. And she was like, oh my God, it's actually Danielle's. So yeah, my handwriting's really bad. You would never guess it's me. But she went... And
I love it. I love the effort there. Yeah, we got a new member to our fam, and I'm just really happy. I mean, like, I was into the family stuff, but now that I'm the oldest one, and, like, my family's pretty close, and, like, we snap and, like, text and everything, like, I'm just very, very happy with the way things have progressed.
Aww.
So, yeah.
No, Big Little's so fun, and everyone was just so happy that day.
It was a great night. Like, just, like, night. The reveal and everything. Then you get to hang out with your fam. And, like, it's a really... It's so cliche to be like, oh, my God, Big Little, haha. But, like, it actually is one of... I'm sure people in a sorority can relate. It's, like, one of the highlights of my year, for sure.
I had more fun than on bid day, actually.
And it was Danielle's birthday, too.
It was my birthday. And everyone was like, it's your birthday. It's
getting in your face and stuff.
Yeah,
I love it.
It was so, so fun. Yeah, so I was going to say that, too. But I was like, I'm going to let Brooke talk about it, because... I have a lot of highlights this week.
And that was definitely my highlight. I guess we can do
my
a little low light.
My low light, I was going to say, my low lights the past, like, 3 weeks have been that I'm stressed. And I'm not stressed this week. It's a new high, actually. But I was going to say my low light was I had a meltdown the day before my birthday, but I was like, it's just not worth it. So.
You didn't get to go to the concert that I went to. Oh, that should have been my highlight, too. Oh, I'm an idiot. Oh, Weathen, if you guys get a chance to see him.
It looks amazing. I'm so sad.
I can't believe I totally, forgot that was last week.
Yeah, you said it was, like, your favorite nights of college.
It was. Oh, darn. Oh, my gosh.
She went to, like, this DJ Weathen thing.
Weathen, he has great music. He just released a new song, so definitely check him out on Spotify. Like, vibey. Even if you don't like EDM, you'd probably still like it. It's like,
I wanted to go.
Sorry.
It's okay. No, I just couldn't. Like, I had dance practice and I was just like, I need to actually get some sleep.
Yeah.
But it looked really fun. That definitely should be one of your highs.
Yeah. Sorry. So, okay. So what's your low light? I totally interrupted.
Oh, no, you're fine. My low light is this morning I went to Orange Theory and the workout was so hard. If you guys have done Orange Theory before, there was an 800 meter row all at once, and then it was just, like, really hard. But, like, it was also a high because I felt good after, but, like, that's
and
the only thing
I
could
think
of. Was
that your first time, like, working out in a while? Probably, like, a week, right?
Well, I went to Orange Theory last night and this morning, so I was starting
to tired. Too much back to back, yeah.
But, yeah, I haven't been to Orange Theory. I was going to go boxing this weekend in LA, but, like, we just didn't have time and, like, whatever.
Yeah, you were only there for a short time.
Yeah, exactly, so, yeah. But that's my only low, honestly.
That's pretty freaking good, then. You're doing pretty well.
Yeah, we're doing
my
well.
My low, I came home this weekend because I went then from Friday to Sunday on, like, a fraternity beach weekend to Myrtle Beach. So that was fun, but coming back home is just, like, always a disaster just because I didn't bring my computer, like, any of my schoolwork, obviously. Not that I would have been doing my schoolwork anyways, you know, but I just was, like, completely disconnected, essentially. Like, I was barely even texting people back. So then just coming back and realizing all the stuff that I had to do, like, pushed off for a whole... When you do, like, a weekend like that, you realize that you are truly, like, disconnected. Yeah. So I just had so much to come back to. It was a lot at once.
That's really stressful, like, coming back from a weekend and you're like,
and then I had to do, reality. Like, all my laundry and, like, I mean, that's, like, little ew, things, I guess. That today. But you know what I mean? Like, I was literally still sandy from the beach. Like, I was pretty gross, I'm not gonna lie.
I hate sand.
Yeah. No, I was, like, gross, so. But I did get some color this weekend. I think my nose is actually peeling right now.
I didn't even think about that.
Thanks. Yeah. Aww. I mean, I, like, kind of fell asleep on the beach at one point, so.
Oh, that's the best.
Yeah.
Falling asleep to the crashing of the waves. Oh,
oh yeah.
Take me back.
We, like, went at night and, like, listened to the water, and I was, like, just laying, and everyone was like, you good? And I was like, I'm just taking it all in. I love listening to just the sound of the waves. Aww. Yeah.
And you should say one of your other highlights is she's going home this weekend.
Yes. I was going to talk about that next week, but. Oh, no, it's not sorry, a surprise. Sorry. It's not a surprise. No. I am going home. This was very spontaneous because it's our parents' weekend this weekend for the sorority, which I normally always attend. Actually, my position in the sorority, technically, I probably should be staying, but.
But her family can't come, so that's.
Yeah, my mom visit your family has, like, instead. A thing. Yeah, and I honestly have been not, like, weirdly I miss I love New York in the fall time, so I miss my home for sure, but then it's not even just my mom. I miss my brother and my dad, too, and I haven't seen my brother since he committed to college. He plays lacrosse, and he's a junior. And he committed to college recently to Sacred Heart University for lacrosse. This is, like, very personal, but I'm just saying it all.
No, I think it's
I'm so happy to see him and, like, do, like, a fam din and, like...
I want to be there, but my family's... Yeah, I know. I should have my family be like, what the heck, Danielle? My family's coming in Friday night. I'm so excited to have them all here. Because my family wasn't... Because last year, Brooke and I were in Dallas for Parents Weekend. So my parents... Well, they came to Spring Parents Weekend, but Fall Parents Weekend at UGA is, like, fun because it's, like, a football game and, like...
Oh, it's super fun.
Freddie's never been to a game day, so I'm very excited.
Yeah. My whole fam came in the spring, and they're probably going to come... I would assume next Parents Weekend, and then for graduation, that's gonna be, like, the huge trip, which I feel like my grandma and stuff will probably come too. So I'm not complaining at all. I was kind of looking for a way to sneak in a trip home, and I really couldn't without missing a football game. So it is.
I can't believe I didn't even think about when we were talking about this. Like, you should be going home. Like,
I looked at the flights originally, and honestly, the price didn't change that much from, like, a few weeks ago when I was thinking about it to, like, booking it rather last minute. Good. So that was pretty good.
Yay.
Yeah, I'm happy.
Brooke's going home.
I'm missing class. I probably should not be. I hate having Friday Monday classes because then it restricts travel.
Yeah,
so much. But there's nothing I can do.
I know. I have a feeling next semester I won't be able to do this. But oh well.
No, make it so that your schedule is so that we can travel more. Because I'm only taking 8 hours next semester.
Well, I'll do my best just for you.
Okay. My last semester of college, I want to travel. Let's go places.
You know I'm down. We'll have to go to Coachella, obviously.
Oh, yeah. No, but we should also do... We always said we wanted to do, like, a Miami weekend, like, together with, like, YouTube
South
people.
South Beach, yes. Yeah. You, me, Gretchen, and Maggie.
We talked about that briefly. Yeah, we still want to do that.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Amazing. Sorry, guys.
We're chatting.
We're chatting. Okay, so... That was kind of a little week recap.
That was my life recap. I, like, updated you guys on, like, my family. Like, should I say other things? Like, what else?
Anything else?
And the dog is doing
well. What's your blood type? And the dog is doing...
Literally, though. Yeah.
I'm dead. Well, so Brooke and I are going to be talking about a couple different things in the sense of being alone, whether that's being independent. We have some really good questions that I can't wait to get to. Like, I can't wait to answer those. But so we'll first start off with our tips on how to have me time.
I think that a big thing that we need to address first is that you and I are very independent people, which I know we talked about in the single episode, but in the sense of, like, we like doing stuff alone.
Like, we prefer.
Yes. Like, I thrive in group environments. So does Danielle.
Yes.
Definitely thrive.
We're both extroverts.
But at the same time, I'm, like, probably more, like, a more productive human when I'm by myself. I feel like you probably the same, though. You know what I mean? Like, when you're just, like, independent, you can, like, grind and, like, do your stuff.
Yeah, my friend's like, let's all go study together. I'm like, I don't really think so.
Yeah.
Unless it's, like, something I need help with. Like, if it's math, I'll study with people. But, like, other than that, no.
Nope. No, ma'am.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
So we really enjoy me time, but we really think it's important for each person to get their own sense of me time, whether it's 10 minutes or 2 hours. I'd probably prefer the latter, but, you know, it just depends.
That was
that just like
the latter?
The latter. I try to, like, infuse better vocabulary.
Yeah, I
recently.
Like it. I appreciate it.
I'm trying to sound smarter these days, you know.
You know.
You know. So I guess
made lists of, like, little things we like to do, how to spend me time. But I guess the first step in, like, you know, besides, like, just being like, I'm having me time is being okay with being alone.
Yeah.
Rather than...
First step is acceptance.
Acceptance? What is the
I know, I was trying to think of, like, that
yeah,
saying.
The first step is, yeah.
Accepting yourself as alone.
Yeah.
No, but it's important. Like, it's very okay to have me time. Like, it's very okay, and it's very important to recharge.
Oh, yeah. And if you're around people all the time, like, you can't. You have to... And I know it's hard in some places, like when I lived in the dorms, I felt like I was never alone because you're always around people, like your roommate's probably in the room when you are too, when you want to be alone. So sometimes you just gotta...
And there's a question about that, so we'll even dive deep into that.
Oh, sorry.
No, you're good, but just so they know, we'll like really
Actually, though, it is just acceptance, like in realizing that like, well, actually just try it. If you're not okay with being alone, try it for a little bit. And see what you think of it.
Yeah,
you know?
Because you don't want to be relying on other people. Like, it'll bite you in the
butt. Oh, it's
very
toxic, yeah.
Yeah, like, the very few times I've been relying on other people for my happiness, it just hasn't worked. So, be yourself. Be yourself. We'll always be yourself. But, like, be okay with being
you
alone.
You spend the most time in your life, like, I mean, the only person you're going to spend the most time with is yourself.
That's
essentially.
So
like, throughout your lifespan, I guess your family and, like, some friends are consistent, but it's just you. Yeah. What is that? The only things you do in life alone are, like...
I don't know that
you're
one.
Born and die or something like that. It's, like...
terrifying.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, my God. Well, I guess we can just go back and forth with the little tips that we wrote down on.
Sure.
Just easy little ways to, like, kind of accentuate your me time or just to have it. So, my first one's really basic, but... Lately, I've been really into lighting candles. I know that's like a 2-second thing, but it's a great way to start your me time, especially fall candles. Brooke and I can both attest to this.
Bath and Body Works autumn candle.
Yeah, can't beat it.
Truly
cannot.
Nothing like it, yeah.
I like Suffice and got one from Target.
You have two going right now and they smell really good.
One of them is Autumn from Bath and Body Works, but it's like in a different like case.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was like a special edition, but I'm going back and I'm going to get like four big,
huge.
3-wick candles. But it just makes you feel really good and it boosts your mood and it makes being alone more fun. Okay, what's your tip?
Fun. Well, I like to be productive when I'm alone. I like really like the feeling of like getting things done and stuff. So I try to do things in a way that will make me feel like I'm being accomplishing something, I guess. So I like to like read and write. I mean, these are all like random tips, but like recently I've been back into the manifestation journal.
Yeah, I wrote
back
that down
into
as
the
well.
Grind. I got a manifestation journal. Claudia Salewski, another YouTuber, like sold journals.
Yeah, they're
I
really
bought
cool.
one.
You
I bought
one?
One. I did.
Is there anything in it?
It's just lines. Yeah, the one that I got says manifesting the following, and it's just line paper, but it's really cute.
Oh,
so I've been back
it.
On that. I like to reflect. Reflection kind of freaks me out in a way because I'm like, when you journal, do you write people's like names? Like, I always wonder, like,
oh, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Like, you write, like, oh, I hung out with Brooke today. Like, I did a podcast.
Yeah.
You do?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't do that, but like, yeah, I would like name drop for sure.
Yeah.
Name drop to my diary.
No, I like used to do that, but now I kind of struggle with that. So I'm more so journal in the sense where I'm like broadcasting like my goals and like things like that. Or,
I
like,
prefer that for sure.
Like future thinking rather than like past thinking.
Yeah,
but
there's no point sometimes. I mean,
yeah.
If you're feeling a certain way because of someone.
Oh, if you're like in your feels and then you start journaling, it feels really good. Yeah.
If I'm in my feels, I just go on like Tumblr, honestly.
Oh, sick. I check Tumblr like multiple times.
Look over at Brooke and she's on her Tumblr feed.
I love
or
Tumblr.
Or in her Q&A box
or
whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I also love going for walks. I'm really into it lately. Like, especially since the weather's going to start cooling down, like, popping in those AirPods.
You should come over and go to the, like, we go to the trail by our house and bring the dog for a walk. It's very therapeutic.
That's so
cute.
It's
yeah.
really good for you. It's kind of what's called mindfulness, where you're kind of just, like, looking around and taking everything
yes.
in. Like, even just walking to class is so therapeutic, especially in the morning. Oh, I love it.
I really struggle with being mindful like in the present. That's like
I mean, same.
It's so hard for me. So if you guys have any tips on being mindful, please share them our way.
Yeah,
I find it really hard. Like I feel like you too, like just because we're
Really mindful.
It's always the next thing. Like it's just
I think the last time that I was practicing mindfulness straight up was this summer in Canada with my family when I was like sitting on a mountaintop. Sounds really basic, but like that's probably the last time I was the most mindful. Like, I can't remember the last time I was truly relaxed.
Yeah, it's hard. It's hard at college because you feel like you always have to be worrying about the next thing. And, like,
well, and when
you're
also
never,
do YouTube and
yeah.
everything else. And
or I'm really bad about, like, schoolwork even. Like, I feel like it just – I'm never fully not stressed until grades are in. I'm always stressed about it till the last minute. I'm, like, so bad about that. Like, I'll go home on Christmas break, and I can't fully relax until my grades are submitted, and I know what I got, and it's done.
Really?
Oh, yeah, my God. I'm psychotic. But I'm actually, like, I don't know why. Grades have always affected me that way, though.
I mean, sometimes I do, especially when I feel really good about it, but if I, like, I feel good as soon as I walk out of the test. I'm like, yes, we're done. That's when I feel good. That's good. Probably bad, but like.
No, I'm trying to be more like that because it's senior year and I'm like, I can't be
you're
doing
really
this
fine. Yeah. I know. Like, I wish that was my problem, but. Yeah. That's good.
No, so I think it's mindfulness. That's a good one, but we need to learn how to both practice it ourselves. So definitely. Please shed some light on some busy gals. Yeah. I guess my next one would be, just being a healthful individual and, like, cooking yourself up a homemade meal instead of, like, going out. I am so bad. We just got, like, Starbucks boxes and stuff for literally dinner.
Yep.
Actually, that is our dinner. Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. I'm going to Orange Theory after this and Danielle's dance practice.
Yeah. We're just gals on the go. I'm sorry.
We should, like, make that, like, a hashtag. And when people are gals on the go, like, they can, like, if they're, like, traveling, they could be like, oh, look, I'm a hashtag gal on the go.
We need to make it a movement. Like, how girl boss is a movement. Gals on the go is definitely a movement that needs to be made.
That, actually, it could be, like, great merch.
No.
Like really merch. Like,
go on. We should, like, post a poll on our Instagram.
We should. Oh, this is great ideas.
Yeah, we're just brainstorming on the go.
Yeah, okay, so anyways.
Well, kind of on the topic, well, I also wrote making your own food, but something I've been doing at night, so I've been making this cauliflower gnocchi that Brooke ever so graciously.
But then Michelle Reed says that it's high in sodium.
I know, so we're not so sure anymore.
I need to well, I guess it probably is high in sodium, but a lot of processed things are.
It's better than having, like, pasta, though, so.
Oh, it's better than having, like, a pizza. Yeah.
So I'd rather have cauliflower gnocchi, and I make it just like Brooke told me to, with tomato sauce and arugula, and I had onions as well.
It's so good.
But seriously, it's the best me time. Like, I'm going to do it after dance practice tonight, because what I'll do, even though it ends so late, I'll make it, and I'm playing Frank Sinatra or Dean Martin at the same time.
Oh, my gosh. This is so amazing.
And it is amazing. And then I make it, and I eat myself a bowl while I'm listening to Frank Sinatra, and I'm just in heaven, and I feel like I'm on a date with myself, and it's amazing. And then I save the second half for lunch the next day.
Brilliant.
So many amazing things.
Brilliant. Yeah. So. I eat the whole thing, but that's like when I'm like hungry. I'm like hungry girl. I saw this girl. Hungry gal. I've been following a lot of, I didn't realize there's a whole Instagram community of like, I guess I just haven't explored this yet, like healthy eating accounts where they post like meal ideas and stuff. No, but it's all, they all have like the same aesthetic where they post pictures of their plates, but they bring them outside so they're in really good lighting.
So pretty.
And they make the plates look like really pretty. Ooh. So this one girl that I follow posted the Trader Joe's cauliflower gnocchi, but she made it with like fresh broccoli and like tomatoes. Ooh. And like actual put fresh vegetables in it.
Wow.
And it looked delicious and like super filling. So I need to try that.
That's really good. I follow a lot of Trader Joe's accounts now.
Yeah.
Like, of new products. Oh, like, they just came out with this green juice that's, like, already pre-made.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go get it.
I just got the cold brew that's pre-made. I'll tell you how it is.
Dude,
I haven't tried it yet.
Know.
Okay. So, anyways. Next. We love being healthy. It just feels good. Like, yeah. Okay. Did I go to McDonald's last week and, like, get a meal randomly when I wasn't feeling well? Yes.
I did.
Yeah.
I remember that. I was with you, and you're like, yeah, I'm going to McDonald's now. I was like, you go, girl.
I, like, had my period, and I was like,
yeah. Yeah, no, you got to do it.
But did I feel good after that? Absolutely not. So, you know, if you feel so much better when you treat your body in a proper way. So, I guess that also goes along with, like, working out, which I know we talk about this all the time. But it really...
It's good
it
me
puts
time.
My head into such a different space, and I love doing workout classes because you're not on your phone, so you're disconnected for
so
a full
good.
Hour. I look forward to it in that sense.
No, it's amazing. You literally have to leave your phone in the lockers, at least at Orange Theory, so.
I leave my phone in my car, and I'm like, I literally have an hour and 10 minutes where no one can, you can't even reach me. Like, I could be dead. Like,
call me, beat me if you want to reach me, but I won't answer.
Yeah, but it's actually so refreshing, though, because it's like,
I love it, but then isn't it like Christmas when you go back to your phone and you scroll all the notifications? Not like
no, but they have this new feature. Have you updated your phone yet?
No, you told me not to.
Okay, yeah, I don't really. Well, I got a notification on Sunday. It was like your average screen time. They started recording mine. I don't even want to say it's so embarrassing.
Let me hear.
It's like 3.5 hours a day on my phone. That's not even my computer. That's pretty bad.
I was expecting you to say way more, honestly.
I mean, I do watch a lot of YouTube on my phone, so I could, like, be playing a YouTube video and then be like, yeah, and then I could be, like, playing a YouTube video and, like, getting ready or something. But that's 3.5 hours of my day? Like, what am I doing?
I don't even want to know mine. I don't even know. But, like, on, yeah, that's wild.
It's kind of refreshing in the sense of, like, wow, I'm really... When you do the percentages of your life, like, what is it if you spend, like, an hour a day, it equates to, like, some whack percentage of your life you spend doing something. I just you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I don't I even, bet like, it's crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, on the topic no, it's good stuff to talk about. On the topic of watching YouTube and stuff like that, I've been really into putting on YouTube videos on my TV and, like, snuggling up with a blanket at night. Like, it's good me time. Yeah. Like, last night I watched the whole Shane Dawson documentary on Jake Paul, and I had
opinions, because I don't think it's not as good as the other ones, in my opinion.
You can tell he's trying to be dramatic. He's like, I'm just so nervous. Like, I don't want to do this.
I know.
He's whatever. Like,
but he is very controversial. But I guess Jeffree Star was too. But then in the end, you end up loving Jeffree Star.
Yeah, Jeffree Star was more of just like a look at me. Like, it wasn't like I was
flashy.
Yeah, it was cool. Yeah. Like, it was. But the best one was TanaCon. Like,
oh, that. For sure.
Oh my God, I waited.
And now we're going to talk about a frequently asked question: how to conquer FOMO, something Danielle and I are very familiar with.
Yes. Oh, fear of missing out, for those of you guys who don't know. But you probably know what FOMO is.
I feel like this is the college girl, gal, guy struggle, because there's always so much going on. Like, I've never had, this is probably the one point in my life where I've almost had too many options of things to do.
That's the thing with UGA in general. There's never not something to do, and you're like, ugh.
And it could be, like, literally Wednesday nights, and, like, literally it's a Wednesday night right now, and I'm like, there's just so many different ways I could take my night, you know?
So many different ways. You can take your night to the MLC and study, or whatever you want to do.
Yeah, there's the potential. What? Possibilities.
The possibilities are endless.
Yeah.
But it's definitely important to, like, it's so easy to be like, oh, I FOMO, like, I'm just gonna go. But it's so important to, like, say no sometimes. And we've talked about this before. But we're gonna talk about some ways that we kind of just conquer it and kind of deal with it. My biggest one is, seriously, if I decide not to go out or go somewhere my friends are, I do not look at Snapchat stories, Instagram stories. I literally will wait the full 24 hours for them to go away, because I don't want to see them. I don't want to know what I missed, because at the end of the day, it's probably not a big deal, and they probably won't even remember they didn't go. Like, it's just one day.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I'm sometimes bad about that, though, that I do, like, click through, but
I mean, if it's a healthy FOMO, sometimes I'm like, I want to see, but I don't really care that I'm not there.
When you were, like, in LA, did you look through? Or you were so invested in, like,
I don't even go. I don't even go on Snapchat that much anyways. It's more so Instagram stories I look at.
Yeah.
What did I miss this weekend anyways here? Nothing really. Nothing.
Yeah, I guess nothing really happened here.
Yeah. A lot of people, if there's a game day and I'm, like, not here, I'll, like, look at stories because I want to see them, but I'm not sad. Like, I'm happy where I am, you know?
I feel like you have to remember in the back of your head that you made a conscious decision to not do that. Like, you had the opportunity. You could have gone.
That's so true. That's what I always remind myself.
Yeah. Like, this weekend when I'm going home, and I'm probably going to be looking at everyone's, you know, having a blast at parents' weekend, but I'm just gonna be like, I made this conscious decision to miss out on this. Like, I booked the flight.
And
I did
you're
that.
With
yeah.
With your parents, anyways. No, like, you wouldn't have been with your parents if you're. It would have been sad. So.
And sometimes you have to compromise. Like, I know a lot of people recently. I have some friends actually, even in, like, pharmacy school, and they have to compromise a lot on their personal life. But then they remind themselves, like, what was that? You said that quote last week?
Oh, like you wanted to get into this school.
Yeah,
like,
exactly. Whatever. So I think that they just have to remind themselves that all the time. They're like, I'm so blessed to be in the UGA pharmacy school. Like, that is so,
it's
like,
so
that
true.
Is, like, you fought your way in here. So
like,
sometimes
don't
you
go back
sacrifice.
Now.
And then you just make the nights that you can be with your friends even more special.
So much more special. Like, I had so much fun on Big Little because I hadn't really done anything social that whole week. And it just made it even that more fun. Like, that might sound lame, but, like,
no,
it makes
not
it more
all,
fun
yeah.
because if you're doing things every single day, like, it gets old, which sounds crazy, but it will get old.
I would agree.
And it's also important to remember that everyone is on their own pace. Like, someone might be able to do something 4 nights a week, and you might only be able to go 1 night a week, and that's
exactly.
okay.
Some people have harder semesters, easier semesters, or just a busy. Some people have a job, like, yeah.
You just have to remember. And there's no pressure to be social 24/7. Like, that's literally not practical. Like, you have school. You have your mental health. You have to have time for baths, you know?
Yeah, and mental health is so important. I think you need to place an emphasis on you being okay. Like, if you're overwhelming yourself and drowning yourself and going out and, like, you just don't feel like your best self, don't do it. What's
just
the,
don't do it.
Don't say no.
And say what were you gonna say? Sorry.
I was gonna say no to drugs, but you
say no
say
to drugs,
no.
obviously.
But just say no in general.
Say no in general. And
you
also,
have to learn how to say no. It's an aggressive, if you're used to just saying yes is yes your whole life and yesing everyone to death, you're going to drown in college. So good luck to you. Good luck, Charlie.
Your battery will die. Like, I've had lots of friends be like, oh my gosh, my grades are terrible. I mean, that happened to me. My grades got really bad because I wasn't focusing on the right things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it happens and, like, you learn from that. But it's also important to remember that, like, let's say you decide not to go to something, there's definitely at least one more of your friends who's not, like, going.
Oh, and then, for sure.
Like, last night, both my friend and I didn't go to something, so we both went to Trader Joe's instead together. Like, there's always different things. I mean, that was me doing something with someone, but, or I would have just been alone. I don't really care.
I would agree with that. I think, I mean, like, one night, everyone might be like, it was the best night ever, but you can have another best night ever. Like, there's always more nights to be had. And who knows, like, if you were there, maybe, like, the night wouldn't have gone as awesome. Like, you literally don't know. So when people are saying that, oh, you really missed out, it's like, okay, I'll be there next week. See you then.
Yeah, like, and when they say that, they just want you to know how much of a fun time they have.
Exactly.
Like, half the time, I just let it go in one ear, out the other.
You know what I remind myself sometimes, too, which just goes along with social media and, like, how, like, easy it is to fake happiness on social media, because I was just thinking recently how many people probably post pictures from events that they went to and had a terrible time.
Oh yeah.
But then they post a picture and it looks like they had the best time ever, and you would never know how easy it is to fake it. So I always think about that when people post, like, sometimes I'll be Snapchatting the whole night when I'm having an awesome night, but there are some nights that I've had the best night in college and I haven't posted a single photo.
And that's usually when they're having the most fun.
Exactly. So you just have to think about that. Like, when you're looking through other people's, like, feeds and stuff and feeling that FOMO, like, you know, were they actually having fun? Like, who knows? You know, that's up to them, their own discretion, them to decide, I guess. But it's fine.
It's true. Like, seriously, so many people have opened up to me about, like, pretending and trying to act like they're thriving in college, and they're just not. And I'm like, ha. Not actually ha.
No,
like,
but...
I get it. Like,
it's so, and it's so easy to post, like, a pretty pic of yourself and be like, I'm thriving.
Yeah, like, sweet serendipity, it's something I would say or something. But, like, then it's like, oh, my necklace is stuck to my sweatshirt.
Yeah, or like, oh, I'm just so happy. And then it's like, you don't know, like, deep down what's going on inside. Yeah. So I think FOMO is something that you just gotta get over the hump and realize that not everybody is having the best time ever, even though it might look like it.
Yeah, so. No, I mean, I've talked about this before, but, like, my first semester freshman year was insane, and I was posting still, and everyone's like, oh, yeah. My God, like, you look like you're having the best time, and I was not having the best time. I was having fun, but I was not having my best time ever. But now I can confidently say the pictures I'm posting, I'm so happy in, mm-hmm. and, like, people are literally commenting, like, I can tell how happy you look, and that's, like, the best compliment ever.
That is such a good compliment.
And it makes me so happy. So, like, just remember that. Like, literally me, I can attest to it. So,
hell yeah.
So let's get into the questions. I'm, like, really excited about these questions.
Danielle picked these all out, so I'm, like, quite excited. I looked through some of them, but
they're, like, good. Some of them are kind of not deep, but, like,
we'll say the names though, because people love
them. Yes, I wrote down the username. Some of them are hard to say, so
okay.
Yeah, we
Sips Coffee.
They're on the Gals on the Go podcast Instagram. Can't stress it enough to please follow us. We're gonna be posting more and more on there, and that's just how we want to reach out to you guys and, like, get new theme ideas.
New theme ideas, etc.
Yeah, so Amanda17 asks, how to be okay with not being in a relationship? I just put this in just to kind of start us off, even though we kind of talked about it last week.
We did talk a bit about it last week, but I think it's just loving yourself first. Yeah, finding that self-love.
Yeah, it's always, like, also the grass is always greener. Like, when you're single, you want a boyfriend, and when you're
so
in a relationship,
true.
You want to be single.
It's so true. When I, like, get attention from boys, I'm like, can you, like, not? Like, can
Amen.
You, like,
never mind. Oh, we talked about that last week. Like, yeah. Like, go away.
Unless you're, like, super, super into it, then you're, like, I don't know.
And it's also just important to remember, if you're not in a relationship, it's because you're not meant to be in one, and the guy just hasn't come yet. And,
exactly.
Like, he'll be there, or the girl, whatever.
I tweeted this, like, a while back, like, when I was having, like, a I love myself moment, but, like, sometimes you just gotta look in the mirror and be like, you're freaking awesome. Like,
yes.
You're so awesome as an individual, so... You just gotta be okay with being you, and then everything will work out.
That's when they come in, I'm telling you.
No,
when
exactly.
You're happy with yourself.
You need to thrive solo, and then you'll be good.
I'm solo. I'm riding solo. Good song.
Beatbox.
I love it.
Okay, and Sarah Renee B. I think that's what her name is.
Yeah.
What's your biggest motivation when you wake up in the morning?
For me, it's definitely coffee. I can't
really?
Lie. Or breakfast, because Brooke knows. Yeah. I wake up hungry.
I've been around Danielle when she, like, legitimately gets ill and doesn't eat. Like,
if I don't eat within the 2 hours of being awake, I'm ill. I'm ill.
It's actually psycho.
I, like, wish it didn't happen. It's such an inconvenience, especially when I'm, like, staying at people's houses.
When was that time that you, like, actually, like, you got,
it was
like,
in New York.
Oh, yeah.
We went to the Dry Bar, and I was planning on having coffee there at least, and they were out of coffee or something, and they didn't even have water. And then you're like in the dry bar and it's hot and there's blow dryers everywhere. And then we got to brunch with Michelle Reed and I literally went to the bathroom and threw up.
Yeah, and you were, like, not doing well. You were, like, and then you were, like, barely hungry, and then you were, like, it's weird.
Then I, like, had to sleep, and Brooke, like, went to a coffee shop, and it was, like, snowing. And
yeah, that was a mess.
She brought me back bread, though. What a gal.
I did. She was, like, can you just, like, go to Panera and get me, like, a loaf? I was, like, yeah, for sure.
I love a baguette, please.
Oh, my gosh. That was actually crazy.
Where did that come from? Oh, yeah. I wake up hungry.
I don't really wake up hungry, but I just wake up with the motivation to, like, conquer the day sometimes. Like, actually.
I love that.
Yeah, no, I like, if it's a Tuesday, Thursday when I have all my classes, I'm like, okay, I'm going to go. I'm going to crush all my classes. And then I'm going to come back. And then, like, I have, you know, X amount of hours to do YouTube or so. I don't know. Like, I just wake up with the general motivation of tasks that I not necessarily look forward to, but there's always, like, one thing in my day that I'm looking forward to, at least. I try to make it that way.
Yeah, I think, yeah, I'd agree. I'd agree with that as well.
Yeah. I like the feeling, though, of, like, being, like, I don't know, like, making it to class and, like, being there and, like, you, I don't know, being, like...
I hate waking up on Tuesdays and Thursdays because of my 4 days. My long days. Yeah. They're really long.
They are long.
But, yeah, they're really long.
I only have three, and I kind of feel good because, I like, once I'm in my second one, I'm like, I only have one more, and then it feels really good. Yeah.
That's nice, though. But it's nice because I don't have class Friday, Monday, and I was just complaining. Like, it... Grass is always greener.
Seriously.
So, Broke College Travels asks, mood. I love this question. How do you find alone time when your friends are clingy and you have a roommate? That's why I was saying earlier, like, we're going to talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, you have roommates now. Mm-hmm. I don't.
I find it actually extremely hard because now I live with four other people. And I find it very rude to, like, be like, I'm going to my room. But I do it anyways. Well, but everyone always hangs out on the couch. It's more of, like, a group hang situation versus, like... In the past, it's been like, okay, I'm going to, like, do my own thing.
Yeah.
So, but I guess having one specific roommate, it is hard to, for like, always be alone because your roommate's going to sleep in the bed next to you always. And, like, there'll probably be people in your hall in your room.
Yeah. I mean, last year when I had a roommate, we were in the same room and I love her, but she definitely liked to be in our dorm a lot. And so I would just go to Starbucks or I'd go somewhere else and, you know, because, like, you can't, like, you live with someone else, you're going to have to compromise.
Exactly.
So I would just, and I just don't like sitting in my room all day, so I would just go somewhere and do that. So it's like, oh, I'm going to go to study. They're not going to get offended.
Oh, I was a big proponent of the headphones when I had a roommate.
Big headphones, yeah.
No matter, like, if I wanted to be alone or act like I was alone or anything, I would go with the headphones. And then it's just, roommate situations are kind of hard like that, though, because then it's like, even if you're, like, talking on the phone or something, you're kind of disrupting the other person. So I guess headphones is the most fair way to just, like, be in your own.
Yeah. I'm nervous because I think next year me and Blaine are living together. And I'm, like, nervous because I'm, like, so used to, like, living alone now.
Yeah.
That I'm going to, like, be, like, talking to my mom on the phone being so loud. I don't know. It can be interesting.
You'll have your own room, though. So at least you can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I'm excited, though.
It'll be so fun. No, I feel that. I feel that.
But, yeah, those are kind of our tips if that helped at all.
I would just say you gotta, or, like, I would call my parents instead of, like, because it's awkward to, like, call your parents when you're, like, walking. I mean, when you're in your room with your roommate there, because it's just rude to be, like, talking about your personal business or whatever when your roommate's there.
Yeah.
So, like, call your parents when you're walking from class to class, or, like, go for a walk and call your parents. Like,
or if you have a car there, I do it in the car. Yeah. Private. That's very private.
Yeah. You gotta just find a
place. I always do car phone sessions.
I also like to, like, when, freshman year, when I did get my car finally, I would go, like, I still go grocery shopping alone, but I, like, wouldn't, like, invite other people in, like, the most respectful way possible. I would be like, I'm just going grocery shopping or I'm getting my nails done and, like, doing it alone. Because that, to me, was healthy enough of an alone time. Just
nails,
like,
in itself is just so nice. Just
and you don't have to, I mean, you could talk to your person if you want to, but you also don't have to talk.
Really,
you could just be in your own thoughts. It's really nice. Yeah.
So nice. So Lexi Lou asks, how do you stop yourself from feeling guilty about wanting to do things on your own?
Oh my gosh.
I actually experience this still sometimes, even though I'm very okay with saying no. Like, especially since I have some really close friends here, I'll be like, poor Delaney, like, her and I are such good friends, but she'll be like, do you, like, not want to go to Trader Joe's, like, with me? Like, do you want to go? Like, she's very respectful about it, but I'm like, no, like, let's go. But there are times where I'm, like, not with her, but just, like, with other people that I'm, like, I would rather do that on my own, but I feel so bad telling her that, especially if it's, like, not a super close friend.
It's kind of awkward.
Like, if I have a friend in a class who wants to study, and I'm like, oh, my God, like, I do not study well in this class with people. There's certain subjects I can, it's so awkward, and then I do feel guilty, and I just do it, so I actually don't have a tip. Sorry, that was a lot.
So caffeine's kicking. So now I have to give a tip, I guess. Is that what you're saying?
I mean, unless you could just RT that or
no, whatever. RT ditto that. Yeah. Ditto. I mean, I don't know what to say to make you not feel guilty, but you shouldn't.
I guess maybe that helps.
Yeah.
Like, it's very okay to, like, be alone, and, like, those people get their alone time too, and, like, you just have to figure out a way to deal with that person and be like, yo, I have to do this alone.
I have to.
I've got to move on and be who We're such good singers, Brooke. We should start a mixtape.
Oh, yeah. I was singing over one of the clips in my Music Midtown vlog to,
I cannot wait to watch this.
What song was it? It was, oh, Just Love Me. And I, like, put, like, a little text thing in, like, mixtape comments or something, because I was like, this is so funny. God, it was so bad, but I didn't want to cut it out, because that's, like, my favorite song ever. Okay. BB Joe. Tips for when you feel lonely. I actually feel this.
I do feel lonely sometimes.
I'm sure you do, because you live alone.
Not really when I'm alone. I really haven't felt alone in my apartment. It's really concerning. I'm like,
no,
wow.
That's good. Do you get scared, do you ever get scared when you're, like, laying in bed that people are going to, like, come into your apartment or
well,
not?
That's the next question, if you would read it.
Oh, sorry. Oh, my gosh.
Brooke
so
just
sorry.
Did not prepare. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding. I'm so sorry.
But, yes, we'll answer that.
Because I have tips on that.
I know. That's why I put it in, because I was like, I know Brooke's going to talk. You have to bring up the story.
Okay.
But anyways, tips when you feel lonely. Honestly, I'll FaceTime my mom or FaceTime a friend, call a friend.
Phone a friend.
Can I phone a friend? that's really the, or I'll be like, hey, like, I'll go to the KD house and be like, who's up? Like, can we just hang?
Yeah, I have to be around people when I feel lonely. Yeah. Or, like, there's nothing other than very personal, but, like, I got into a fight with my mom the other week, and it happens. I mean, my mom and I never fight, and we got into, like, a fight, and I was, like, I just didn't feel good. I felt, like, really bad, but I just, like, hung out with my friends and, like, made it, like, a point to be around other people and make myself feel better.
And then your mom sent you a Starbucks gift card, so it's fine.
And then she did, and then we made up. So I'm kidding. We talked a lot in between that point, and now I'm going home, so, like, everything.
No, it's fine, but I think the only thing you can really do when you feel lonely is just surround yourself with people. I mean, I guess there's times, like, this is actually a question coming up, but I've been, like, in hotels alone, and then it's like, shoot. So I still, I mean, there's no one there, really, that I can't go talk to the concierge.
Is it weird that, like, YouTube and Netflix to me are, like, comforting? Like, having other voices and stories and stuff?
Love
that.
Well, I like, especially Netflix, because you put yourself in a different environment. Like, you're watching someone else's life. I guess YouTube, too, then.
I watched, like, Lindsay Rem. You know Lindsay, of
I
course.
Watched her video today because I saw your
the
tweet.
The Q&A?
Yeah.
Like, just listening to her talk just made me feel so soothed and, like, better about myself. Like, when she talks about, like, I don't... There's certain people that I watch that I just am instantly in a better mood.
So Hello, Katie.
Oh, for
Great
sure.
Great example.
For sure. I feel like a lot of people feel like that about your videos, though.
Aww.
Yeah.
Thanks. I mean...
Happy, positive vibes.
I try.
But actually, though, so, yeah, you just gotta... figure it out.
So Addison Lindsley says, how to feel comfortable in your house alone at night.
Oh my gosh. Well, you start first because you live alone. So okay. Do you ever get freaked out?
So I live alone, but it's not like I live in a house alone.
No,
like
no.
I am in an apartment. I mean,
very safe.
I'm not like, I've always been trained, you know, I lock my, I do like the master lock at
yes.
the end of the day. But honestly, like, I just don't, like, I feel okay. Like, I thought I was going to be scared, but I'm in an apartment. I feel very safe here. Like, most of the people who live here, too, are older, so, like, there's not really much ruckus. Like,
I feel like it never gets too loud
it
over
never,
here.
I mean,
a lot of grad students and stuff that live
it's
here.
It's a lot of grad students, and I do feel safe, and, like, I don't know. I had one, like, actually last night, I heard this noise, and I freaked out, because I sleep with my bedroom door closed, and I'm always like scared. I'm gonna open it in the morning. And there's like someone there.
I get that too.
Do you do that?
Yeah.
I open it. I'm like, there's gonna be someone sitting on my couch. Like, but that's what I just locked the door and I feel great. So I don't.
You lock your bedroom door too?
No.
Oh.
That I just don't want to do that in case something medically happened to me and someone could
get
it.
Oh my god.
Sorry,
stop.
That's to be dark like that.
Dark.
But yeah, that's it. But Brooke lives in a house and she's had a couple instances already.
Okay, so I don't live in the best part of town, but is it safe to like walk around at daytime? Yes. I probably wouldn't walk around at night.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my friends live over there. Like it's pretty popular to live in this part of town in Athens. But we've just been having a lot of sketchy instances lately. Athens has a pretty large homeless population. If you guys aren't familiar, I'm trying to say this in the most respectful way possible, but Athens crime is fairly high. Like it's not really, Athens Clark County is a pretty dangerous place in itself, I guess.
Yeah.
And recently we've just been having some sketchy instances with our house. Like the other night, Maddie and I were sitting, on the couch. Danielle's taking Insta stories.
I'm taking a boomerang of her.
But Maddie and I were sitting on the couch and we heard someone like throw something at the door. We're not making this up. Like this, and this was both of us saying it. Like we heard like something hit the door and then we heard like a bunch of series of clicking noises and we weren't sure if someone was trying to like get in. We also don't have like a peephole. So it's really,
do you not?
No.
Oh my gosh.
So I don't like that. And we've been hearing a lot about neighbors' break-ins. We live next to a house of our friends, too, and one of my friends walked outside on someone breaking into her friend's car. Did I not tell you this?
No.
Yeah. There was,
oh,
like,
my gosh.
She, like, thought that it was someone's boyfriend. She's like, oh, what are you doing? Like, thought it was the boyfriend, and then he looks up, and it was someone in the car, and luckily there was nothing to take, but it just so happened I was away this weekend, and my car was unlocked, but I keep nothing in my car either.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing that the most valuable thing in my car, okay, you can take is, like, what?
Like the GPS.
I don't know. So, yeah. Yeah, you can. Look, I don't keep anything in my car, so I, except for sweatshirts. Yeah, you can take a sweatshirt.
Yeah,
that's
umbrellas.
Fine. Umbrellas. Yeah. So that was just sketchy. Okay. So safety wise, I don't really feel that safe right now. But I'm just learning to kind of relax myself and realize that I probably will be okay. We locked the house,
and you live with people at least.
I do.
I got a dog.
We do have a dog for lack of other security measures.
Does he bark ever?
Yeah, sometimes. We have, like, a back door and a front door, and we just always make sure they're locked. Like, the windows are secure and stuff. And I lock my door to my room at night because I just sleep better with that, even though it's not going to actually do anything. But in my mind, it will. I'm like, oh, this will definitely stop them, but it probably won't. So, yeah.
Let's skip those questions and go to this one, maybe.
Yeah.
So,
Sorry, that was, like, a really bad answer, but basically you just have to, like, push past it. I mean, but honestly, like, am I that safe right now? Probably not. But should I... if my mom hears this, she's gonna freak out.
I know. You guys are definitely into the safety, I feel like. Whenever I'm with you, like, you always make sure to lock the hotel
door. Oh, I'm
sus.
I'm, like, a pretty, like, naturally, like, sus person.
I'm a sus person.
No, like...
Suspicious. No, I know.
I always am erring on the side of caution. Like, second I get in my car, I hit lock on the door. Because I always think...
good.
I think someone's, like, lurking around the corner. Like,
no,
yeah.
It's better safe than sorry.
I get scared of my house at home, which is like, we live in such a safe neighborhood.
Yeah.
We have an alarm system and I still get nervous. Like, I'm actually crazy.
Oh my gosh. Well, have you ever traveled alone in parentheses? Oh, this is Ashley Murphy asks / staying in a new place by yourself. If so, what was it like? And I put this in because both you and I have now traveled on our own. Well, many times. I mean, you lived alone this summer.
Yeah.
And I think I really enjoy it. I love going to the airport, being alone, like getting on the airplane.
I love the aspect of traveling alone. Staying
it's
in the
so
hotel alone,
cool.
Not my favorite part.
Well, but don't you love when you check in, you get to your room and you're like, ah,
it's
put
fresh,
on white room.
Yeah.
But
I love
then
that.
An hour in, you're like, oh, I'm bored.
Yeah. But I love traveling alone. Oh my gosh. Like getting on the airplane, like doing the whole bit alone. To me, it's almost therapeutic. Like I really, I love it. Yeah.
The only thing I don't like is driving to the airport. It gets old.
Yeah.
Because we live far from
the
airport.
I'm going to do that this week and I'm really not looking forward to it.
Oh, wow. Well, you'll be coming from Atlanta already, which is good. Well, I guess you have to do it, but it's great. And if you get the opportunity to travel alone, definitely do it. I know some people are scared of like flying alone or whatever.
I know a girl who did a cross country road trip by herself this summer. Don't know the safetyness of that, but
wow.
I think it's awesome though. She learned a lot, she said, about herself.
It's really good.
Yeah. So I would say do it. It's very freeing.
Yeah.
Very liberating.
Liberating.
Yes. I want to do a Europe travel by myself, but I'm kind of scared.
That's so Serena Vanderwoodson. I cannot. As they say in Morning Toast podcast, I can't, I shan't, or whatever, I shan't.
But I'm so sus, like I said, so I think I would be, like, way too...
I wouldn't do well
in
Europe alone. I don't know enough about it. Like, I would just get lost.
I would have to go somewhere really speak English, I feel, because
I could do it
hard.
In Italy,
yeah.
Maybe. That's it. London.
It's hard. Okay. Sarah Muller 4 asked, do you believe you can be too independent?
I love this question. I think you can be too independent.
I think so too, to the point where it's like you have like not great friends, like you're distant,
and
you're distancing
yourself.
Yeah,
I have definitely experienced that before.
That's why it's like all about living in balance, because if you distance yourself too much, then people are just gonna stop inviting you to stuff, and like
it's
you're out
so
of the
true.
Loop, out of the group text. That's the worst
when you find out there's another group text because you keep saying no. That hasn't necessarily happened to me, but I always have like a fear. Maybe there is and I just don't know. But that's definitely terrifying, and I think it's really important to find that balance, and it's so easy for us to just say that.
Oh yeah.
But it's true, and I mean, like...
You definitely can. So it's just, I definitely, like, we're saying, yeah, I have independency, but, like, realize that, like, people and having connections and, like, having, like, deeper relationships with people is, like, so important. Mm-hmm. Like, please, please do.
Yeah, and that's, like, kind of goes back to even just, like, frat date nights and events. Like, I'll say no sometimes, and I'm like, Danielle, you should have just gone just to get out of your shell. Like, it, like, exactly. You know, because then people, like she said, will stop asking and just stop associating you with social events, and that's never good.
Oh, Danielle never comes out. It's like, don't be that way. I know. Yeah.
That's just, like, so terrible, and, like, you just don't want that name, so.
Exactly.
Say no, but also say yes.
For sure. Lindsay Mallon asks, explaining to roomies and friends that you need some alone time and you're not trying to be on social, you just, like, need some alone time.
Well, I laughed because I thought about Brooke, because we'll literally be in the back of an Uber and she'll be like, okay, I'm just gonna, like, plug in and just take her AirPods and put them in. But she finally came through to me. Like, I understand why.
Sometimes I just need to stop talking. Like, yeah. I'm just like,
and that's the only way you can.
Yeah. In a very respectful manner, being like, I just want to, like, listen to some music right now and, like, chill.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do that to my roommates all the time when they're all sitting on the couch. I'm like, I am going to go watch Netflix on my own. I don't like the show. I don't really want, we've already talked enough.
It's a waste of time too.
Yeah. So I think it's just being polite about it instead of being like, it's not you, it's me. Like, literally, that's what it is. That's literally what it is.
You don't, yeah.
Danielle and Morgan and I had this whole big thing about, like, the airplane. Cause I don't like staying next to people on airplanes really. I mean, I like it for the idea that you know who your neighbors are.
Yeah.
And especially on a long flight, I guess it's better because you can, like, chat at some points.
Yeah.
But I just like being on my own because I get to just do my own thing.
Yeah.
Like, I don't have to worry.
And we are terrible people. And us three were on a flight. No, but I enjoyed
that. Was such a fun flight.
Okay, good. Yeah. I'm glad. So we were all on a flight to LA together, and we were booked from a brand, so we were all into the same confirmation number. So when Morgan was actually visiting in Athens, we finessed and put us all three together. We gave Brooke the window, though. We did give her the window. No,
thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah. I don't need, now that I think about it, like, I probably should just sit next to people I know, because sitting next to strangers kind of sucks.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At least you're not even gonna get. Like, no, I sat next to some nasty people. But then, like, I'm not.
Yeah, lying. But then it actually sucks because one of us has to compromise and get the middle. And the middle is the worst seat, the worst.
Yeah, it's not bad. Well, it wasn't bad for us because there was three of us. So, like Morgan was in the middle, but she was in between two people. Well,
the one time we did it where we were, like, next to each other but two different rows, that was fantastic.
Yes, we both had the window, but behind a new front. That was really great. Like, I could tap her shoulder whenever I wanted.
Great.
But it was funny, yeah. So, basically, we were, like, boarding, and Brooke's like, wait, we're all together. And we're like, oh, my God, no way. We were, like, going through,
like, our numbers, and I was like, whoa, I think I'm next to you guys. Like, and we're like, what are the odds? Yeah.
That was so funny. Like, I live for just funny stuff like that.
Okay, and then the final question, I don't know how to say this. Demura Alexandra. How to not feel awkward walking alone in public. And I actually read this out loud to Mariah before because I was like, oh, we're talking about, like, you know, being alone. And then I was like, someone asked that. She's like, I can't even believe people ask that, but not being, like, annoying. No. So I think it's just some people look at it in two different lights. Like, some people are so comfortable being alone, like, plug in headphones, look at your phone. Like, there's
the short answer is AirPods.
Truly. AirPods.
Yes. Like, I got AirPods because of Brooke.
Yeah, or just put in headphones if you, you know.
Like, if you just feel awkward, or I'll just call someone, you know?
Exactly.
Like, I think it's better to be on the phone with someone than texting, because I'm like, half the time I'm walking past people, then they'll all of a sudden look at their phones, and suddenly they have someone to text, and then I do the same thing.
I think also you just need to be confident, too.
Like, if you walk confidently, you look good.
Walk with purpose, you know what I mean? Like, if you walk like you're lost, like, where am I going? Then it's like, okay. But also, like, think about all the other people walking alone. Like, on campus, I think everyone I pass walks alone except for maybe
a couple people that have the same class.
For every 10 people I see walking alone, I see, like, maybe one group. Like, everyone walks
alone.
Look
at that statistic.
No, you know what I mean, though.
No, I mean, it's
rare that I see, like, a group of friends walking together. Like, everyone just walks alone. Everyone has different schedules.
Yeah, I do. I'm thinking back to high school, though. I feel like I always was walking with friends.
I guess so, too, but yeah, and then I guess, like, as I got to, like, senior year, I felt more confident in myself, so I was, like, better about that. But I guess it's, like, the thing with girls, like, can you go to the bathroom with me? Because, like, girls love going to the bathroom with other girls.
I love that. I mean, I'll go to the bathroom alone because I'm usually always have to pee, but yeah. Gosh, what a good episode.
That was a jam-packed episode. I think it's pretty long. I can't really... We record on GarageBand, giving away all of our secrets. and it doesn't say the time. It only says... Because we record it on, like, a voice track. We're, like... The way that we have this set up,
it's you guys don't even know.
Oh, no.
But also...
But it says, like, the bar, so it's, like, 1614 bar.
I think it's about an hour. I think we started around 5, and it's 5:57.
Oh, hell yeah, we're doing great.
But I was gonna say, we are going to start interviewing people soon. We just honestly haven't had time to figure it out, and we want the audio quality to be good.
Yeah, the technological capabilities are gonna be...
I'm a fan of podcasts because I like the people that are, like, talking, so, like... I'm like, I don't think we're always going to do interviews because we hope that you guys are listening. I mean, if you guys are listening already, it's always because you like us. Not
it's
to
also,
be weird.
No,
but.
And it's also nice because we do two of us. If it was just one person, I would have to interview someone every episode.
Oh, that, well, exactly. But there's two of us and we have, like, everyone that I've talked to, like, our friends are like, I love it because you two are so funny together. You bounce off each other well. Like,
yeah.
Oh,
we love
amazing.
Meeting people that listen. It's so great. Yeah.
So thank you guys so much for listening. Always a fun time. Subscribe.
Always.
Follow at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. And we have always just different little details in the description of this podcast if you guys ever have questions about emails or our Instagrams and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, please connect with us. We love to stay connected. And especially if you're a new follower from the podcast. From the
Next week, sorry if I interrupted you.
No, this is great.
Next week, I'm doing a solo episode because it's Brooke's test week now.
Yeah.
So I'm a little nervous. If you guys want to slide into the DMs of Gals on the Go podcast and tell me what I should talk about, because Brooke had a great topic for her solo episode, so I'm not really sure what I'm going to do. Maybe I'll talk about my master list of my favorite products or I don't know.
Love that. We could also do that combined.
Well, though. I was thinking, like, I kind of want to do that together, so I'm sure I'll have something to talk about. I always have something to talk about, so.
Yeah. So please,
stay tuned, and then Brooke will be back after
send
that.
Danielle some love to her solo app.
Ah,
yeah.
Nervous. Also, all right. Well.
Okay.
Gals on the Go, signing out.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. We hope you have a great week ahead.
Yes. Happy hump day.
Someone messaged me today and was like, why wasn't this podcast up this morning? So sorry.
I
know. But we always record and upload Wednesday. Just might not be Wednesday morning, just for reference.
Sorry.
We work out from the go. We have stuff going on.
Yes.
I'm going on tour now and Danielle's going to dance. So that's all.
Love you guys. See you soon.
XO. Bye.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and oohs at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.